May the Lord help us to commence our worship by singing hymn, by singing in our hearts hymn number 83. How oft have sin and Satan strove to rend my soul from thee, my God. But everlasting is thy love, and Jesus seals it with his blood. Hymn number 83.
Let us read from the sacred pages of God's Word, from the Book of Psalms, Psalm 37. Psalm 37. Psalm 37. Fret not thyself, because of evildoers. Neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass, and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord, and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. The wicked plotteth against the just, and gnasheth upon him with his teeth. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he seeth that his day is coming. The wicked have drawn out the sword, and have bent their bow, to cut down the poor and needy, and to slay such as be of upright conversation. Their sword shall enter into their own heart, and their bows shall be broken. A little that a righteous man hath is better than the riches of many wicked. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholdeth the righteous. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be for ever. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time, and in the days of famine they shall be satisfied. But the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of the Lord shall be as the fat of lambs. They shall consume, into smoke shall they consume away. The wicked burroweth and payeth not again, but the righteous showeth mercy and giveth. For such as be blessed of him shall inherit the earth, and they that be cursed of him shall be cut off. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, or established by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. I have been young, and now am old. Yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. He is ever merciful and lendeth, and his seed is blessed. Depart from evil and do good, and dwell for evermore. For the Lord loveth judgment, and forsaketh not his saints. They are preserved forever, but the seed of the wicked shall be cut off. The righteous shall inherit the earth and dwell therein forever. The mouth of the righteous speaketh wisdom, and his tongue talketh of judgment. The law of his God is in his heart. None of his steps shall slide. The wicked watcheth the righteous and seeketh to slay him. The Lord will not leave him in his hand, nor condemn him when he is judged. Wait on the Lord and keep his way, and he shall exalt thee to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, thou shalt see it. I have seen the wicked in great power, and spreading himself like a green bay tree. Yet he passed away, and lo, he was not. Yea, I sought him, but he could not be found. Mark the perfect man, and behold the upright. For the end of that man is peace. But the transgressors shall be destroyed together. The end of the wicked shall be cut off. But the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble. And the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them, because they trust in him. Let us pray. Almighty, most holy, eternal Lord God, Father, Son, Holy Ghost, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was, which is, and which is to come, ever gracious, ever wise, ever merciful, long-suffering, we bow humbly before thee. We are thankful for a throne of grace, a way marked out with blood, to a mercy seat, where the blood of the Lamb was sprinkled toward it and upon it. We come pleading a better, glorious name, and a precious and atoning blood. O Lord, of far more glory, the mercy received through the offerings in the Old Testament, yet they spake of mercy, and those ancients did receive mercy and grace and help in time of need. But, O Lord, we would not come in vain. We would not name, or we tremble. We would not just name the name of Jesus. O Lord, with self in view, but for the glory of God, for the glory of the Most High, and to know him as our Saviour and our Redeemer. And we will be very conscious of thy tremendous sufferings to atone for our sin, and to forgive us our sin, and to deliver us from a just deserved wrath. Lord, we would be very mindful, desire to know, Lord, the sweetness, the mercy, the nature of thy visit to our hearts, of him who suffered in our place. What a cost. Lord, we have to learn painfully the nature of our sin and body and pathway and life below, born in sin, shaped in iniquity. Yet, Lord, an atonement made, an offering, a suffering, an answer of wrath bearing the wrath. Oh, we would come then with thankfulness. We would come in all humility, all tenderness. Keep my soul alive. Keep it tender, Lord. Keep it tender. Keep it aware of that great salvation, of thy tender mercy. Oh, Lord, we are aware of our wretchedness, our carnality, our pride, or our independent spirit is my biggest worry. Independence, my own will, or to be conformed to Christ, or thy blessed obedience. So may we be kept near thee and upon thee. So we do bless thee for this mercy, this grace, and to approach the holy God of heaven through the suffering, the offering, the blessing, the life, the resurrection, the power, the ascending glory, the majesty on high of the only begotten one, our King, our High Priest, our Lord, our God, our great prophet. Oh, we come then, O Holy God, in thankfulness for thine only begotten Son, and stand in awe. Thou hast led some of us, we hope all of us who are listening. We think of our dear children and family. We think of them in anxiety, great anxiety at times. And the friends at Blackboys and in Zion and so forth. Oh, Lord, thou hast led us to thine only begotten one, appointed for us as a saviour and a redeemer and a refuge in a time of trouble. So we acknowledge this tremendous mercy. And would humble ourselves now and desire to worship thee this day in spirit and in truth with an honest heart. Lord, through the washing of thy water and of thy gospel, the word with power, the word with authority, a word of life, a rising spring within by the Holy Ghost. So, Holy Spirit, we ask thy blessing in our midst. Great God of heaven, Holy Father, will we plead the name of thine only begotten dear Son and pray for these two anointed ones, O Lord, the Son of God and the Holy Ghost, to be in our life and heart as a Saviour and as a Sanctifier, as a Redeemer, as an eternal life and power forever and ever. So we will come now, Lord, and ask thy blessing upon us. Remember the dear friends at Swavesey. Lord, we would pray for them. We think at this time especially of those that have followed thee. And now with this affliction that is affecting the nations of the earth. Lord, we have to solemnly realize that Zion is not exempt from trial and affliction, but, O Lord, to be eternally saved with an everlasting salvation. We pray kindly, tenderly for them and their family to put forth in mercy thy healing and restoring hand, and that the worst matters and nature of this virus may not overwhelm them. Remember them, Lord, in tender loving and kindness, and bring them through and shine in their souls. And may these anxieties and trials, O Lord, be for our good, working for our good eternally. Lord, thy dealings are a speaking voice, and we have known them over our life. O Lord, we thank thee, but oh, do bless them and heal them and hear our cries on the friends at Swavesey for the healing mercies, the streams and power of the gospel, the hand of God, the tree of life, for the healing of the nations. We realize that is spiritual, but on the body and the pathway, do bless them. and others likewise. No doubt there are those who have been in contact. We pray for preservation, for protection. Bless those that bear office, our dear friends, be with them. And strengthen them in their office at this time. We meet under a time of difficulty, another lockdown. Oh Lord, we must be submissive. We must bow to thy will. Zion is affected. Zion is afflicted. Oh Lord, and it has been in time past. And so it continues. Thy judgments are on the earth. Have mercy, Lord. In wrath, remember mercy. So bless Zion at this time. We pray for the friends at Swavesey and those that bear office. Be with them, strengthen them, help them and their loved ones. In all their cares, burdens, anxieties, bless the church, the congregation, those in senior years, those in weakness of mind and body, those coming down. Be near them to the end. Oh, shine, shine. Their cases are urgent and they feel it. Oh, do bless and draw near, Lord Jesus. Remember those in middle life and the heat and the burden of the day. In all the care and responsibilities of business, O Lord, uphold them and help them. And those with families and the care of nurturing their children in thy fear in this solemn age, O give wisdom, direction, and help. Keep them in thy fear, those that attend school. Bless those under homeschooling. Bless them and be with each of the families apart. And Lord, hear their prayers and cries, and let thy work appear. Let thy work appear. Remember the dear children, the sweet babes, may they be heirs of glory. Think of those going forth in business in life by and by. Open thy hand and go before them and provide for them. But all may they know thy call, that eternal call, the fear of God in their heart. O Lord, the warning in measure of the wrath to come, yet the drawing, sweetening, blessing showers of the gospel to be upon them. Hear our poor prayers and cries for our young people and teach them in the way and preserve them in safety and peace, O Lord, in tender years. So remember each with special case and need in affliction, anxiety, trial. Remember thy servant at Black Boys this day, preaching on those three occasions online. Lord, is thy servant, bless him, help him, bless the word, bless the dear friends, be with them. We think of the causes now meeting online, and perhaps not all are. O Lord, Lord, remember us in our low estate. Do return to us as a group of churches. Bless the editors of our magazines, sects of our charitable societies. Bless them in their labours. And give wisdom in all things, those that bear office in Zion. Oh, how, what great burdens. May we truly be sanctified and set apart for thy glory and honour. O Lord, leave us not to turn aside from the narrow way, but keep us in thy fear all the day long. Remember the Bethesda homes. We pray for them at this time of turning points. Lord, guide, undertake in all things, we humbly pray. And Lord, arise. Remember us in the nation. We're part of the nation. We thank thee for the mercies. Lord, there has been that prayer meeting of thanksgiving and confession for England and Great Britain. O Lord, we would join. We would acknowledge and thank thee for the mercies of past. Tremendous mercies, Lord. Thou didst spare us in wrath and in judgment. O Lord, many of thy people suffered. We know they did. In those awful wars, O Lord, and loss of life on the battlefield, O Lord, but may these things sober us, but we thank thee for the deliverance from the enemies that would destroy us. We acknowledge it, Lord. We are not deserving the least of thy mercies, and we acknowledge it. But Lord, oh, what a nation among the nations of the earth. We've had the gospel. Lord, it's being despised. Zion, the churches are closed. Have mercy on us in the nation. Open the eyes of our leaders. We are exhorted to pray for them. Open their eyes. They may know what to do. Give wisdom and direction. We pray for our prime minister. We pray for our ministers. We pray for our queen, our royal house. Undertakes on the throne in the days that lie ahead. So hear us in heaven, thy dwelling place. Dear Lord, we will be very mindful, very thankful for all thy tender mercies, thy great goodness toward us. Lord, in the pathway, the daily supply of all our need, thy goodness and kindness, preservation, protection. But oh, there may be that gracious response in our heart to thy goodness, that, Lord, we may not take anything for granted, that we may have that gracious effect upon us, as thy dealings with us, we hope, would work for our good. So may thy tender mercies bring forth humility, thankfulness, praise, and joy. So we acknowledge thy goodness to us in the pathway. And those spiritual mercies, Lord, we do have thy word. We have a throne of grace, O Lord, and we have the means at this time when Zion's doors are closed to worship online. We acknowledge it. We have to say, Lord, it is not the glory of thy house, but we would be thankful, humbly thankful for the means provided. Be in our midst this day and bless us in our hearts, our souls, and in our homes. And may thy spirit be working, Lord, among those who gather online. So we acknowledge all these tender mercies. Now, Lord, what wait we for? Hope is in thee. Bless thee, singing in our homes of thy worthy praise. Oh, we come, Lord, asking for help. Bless the gospel. Precious Jesus, friend of sinners. Oh, we are such to thee draw near. May we be winners of endless life. Exercise our hearts aright. But Lord, many dear friends, no doubt, are in trial and pathway and anxiety. Or may the gospel reach their hearts. And may Jesus be exalted even this day, in our lives, our affections. Or may thy tender mercies flow as living waters unto us. And may we ever be confessing our sins, our abominations, Lord. We're not worthy. We are just not worthy of the least of thy mercies. We're not just saying it. Great God of heaven, forgive the ignorance and the untowardness and the hardness of heart, the wandering mind, sold under sin, said Paul, sold under sin. And we are. We acknowledge. Ashamed, may we be ashamed, humbly repenting, turning again to thee daily. So have mercy on us as poor needy sinners, as we come to thy word. And may we know that washing and cleansing in our soul, that touch, the peace of God. Lord, we want living realities. We need the living realities. Thy dear people, nothing less than Jesus touched, Jesus revealed, Jesus' eternal life working within. Nothing less than that will do. So hear us in heaven, thy dwelling place. And come and help us now. We have to say with David so often. It's embarrassing, Lord, but it's true. Oh, and we think of the dear Redeemer. And so prophesying his sufferings in that psalm. I am a worm and no man. Reproach of men, despised of the people. And so it was, O blessed Saviour. So it was for thee, in all thy sufferings and humility, and dying love and grace. So we come as poor and needy, but a good Saviour, a mighty Saviour, a mighty God, a God of love, a God of salvation. So we would not multiply words. Anything, Lord, we have omitted, any people or persons we have omitted to pray for, do forgive and do make up. I humbly pray. Look down in mercy upon us in our low estate and bless us with the glorious Lamb of God. We ask in his name and for his sake, giving thanks. Amen.
Let us further sing hymn 204. Self-righteous souls on works rely and boast their moral dignity. But if I lisp a song of praise, each note shall echo grace, free grace. Hymn 204.
in a complete dependence upon the Lord for all needed help and blessing, I would draw your attention to the book of Proverbs. The book of Proverbs, the chapter 3, and verses 5 and 6. The book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. The book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. This word, I must just say, has been sounding in my heart for a few weeks, and I feel much needed. In fact, I ventured to preach from it twice recently, and I'm not trying to preach another sermon again, because I don't carry manna from one to another. But it is risen again in my heart, and I venture with it. Dear friend, Solomon, we have to say, was, as Scripture declares, the wisest man that has lived. That is, of course, below and after, well below the glorious Son of God, the God-man, Christ Jesus, who was all glory, all holy, and the wise God, the all-wise God. But Solomon himself was a poor sinner, as he proved in old age. And no doubt, as he wrote these proverbs, he, under the Spirit, would feel to need them. And he certainly did need them as time went on. Beloved friends, this word trust is a blessed word, isn't it? It is a high blessing of faith through grace, the grace we have been singing of. You know, to have living faith rising in the heart, strengthened in trial, to hold fast in time of adversity. We think of Jacob when he said, all these things are against me. He felt it. And no doubt there might be those, I peradventure to say, who would feel that even at this time, I know not. But the word is gospel. It's a gospel word. And it says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. So it's not just a trust as a principle in life. What men trust, the very nature of the word trust, speaks of another principle, something to hold on to, something to believe in. And here it is very clear, in the Lord, in the Lord. Dear friends, hope thou in God. Wilt thou cast down, O my soul? Wilt thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him. Both are recorded, the help of my countenance and my God. Well, what is our ground of trust as sinners? And it says, with all thine heart, with a wandering heart, what is the ground of our trust? But it is the glory of the Son of God, dear friends. And what a glory in the Lord. Now, notice it says in the Lord. And in uppercase, trust in the Lord. Well, by grace, wonders of redemption, by God's eternal sovereign love and a redeeming love, and I must say electing love, he sent his only begotten Son to be a propitiation for our sins, to suffer in our place, and to die. You know, it's very sad. Do we get used to these principles? It's very wonderful and very blessed when you feel a little touch of the wonders of that redeeming love reaching your heart, and to stand in awe at the grace of the Lord Jesus and what he suffered in our place, as worthless as we are. But this is to trust in him, the Son of God. For he was that bread of life. He declared himself to be the Son of God. And he spoke in glory of his Father. And they hated him for it, to say that God was his Father. Well, he was. Now, dear friends, this gospel reaches his people's heart. In the Lord. How? By? Well, his people. And this is what they live for. This is what they long to feel spiritually, a touch of it. That they are one with Christ. Ponder this for a moment. When we see that word, Lord, is Jesus reigning over us? Is he our Lord? Wonderful mercy if he is. Well, he is of the church, we know. But all can we say, by grace, in great trial, as Thomas, my Lord, my God, poor Thomas, full of unbelief and fear. We think of Mary Magdalene at the tomb, the empty tomb. Rabboni, Master. Well, this is him. Trust in the Lord. How? Friend, by grace, by touch, by knowledge, precious and atoning sacrifice as a sinner. Friend, you will be pleading these blessings. There is a way of trusting by pleading by the Holy Ghost in our heart. It's not natural. We can't always trust. We need the trust given us. And Solomon needed it. But may we be coming to worship him, to trust him, what we know of him. Let us just consider one or two points here in this trusting. And I notice it is in all thy heart, with all thine heart. It is so necessary. The doubtings. Why? Why? Because of the wanderings. Friend, the wanderings lead to blind alleys. And there's no further way but to return unto him whom your soul loveth. Yes, in these principles of trust, in a precious dying sacrifice, or to lay hold, or to believe, or to plead what Jesus has done in a personal way, a way of personal hope in the Lord. The Lord who came to call and to quicken, sending his Holy Ghost to quicken, not that we realized at the time necessarily altogether the wonders of what was taking place, but laid low as a sinner and hoping in his word, and the word applied, and a new life, a new gospel, a new wonder, a day dawning, the work of grace in the heart. Well, that Lord Jesus, who sends the Holy Ghost, the God of heaven, his Father, who with him sends the Holy Ghost through him, the Comforter, awakening us. Friend, awaken soul to your need. You had a beginning. Bless him for it. For Paul was confident, this very one thing, that he that had begun a good work in him will perform it to the day of Jesus Christ. Friend, the life of the soul is not in our hand. All our springs, says David, or the psalmist did, are in thee, and they are. Well, in what the Lord Jesus has done for dying sinners, or to trust him. Living faith, living faith. Friend, we have his blood to plead. Can you trust what God has said? Can you trust what Christ has said, what the apostle has said, concerning drawing near to the throne of grace, to plead Jesus' name, to ask all things in his name and for his sake? Do we believe he is sitting now on the throne of grace to hear the cries, the anguished cries of a poor sinner wandering back to God, ashamed, that prodigal son, wandering back? You know, he was his son. Friend, made an heir, I said at the beginning, one with Christ. Wonderful truths these, but we can't feel them, can we, always? Because you can't feel them, dear friend, it doesn't make it as not true. Yes, a beginning. He met you in the way. For he said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever. Oh, how we need these things with power to our soul. But they're real, you know. They're true. Whether we believe them in power or not, beloved friends, they're real. They're real. Or that we might be here this morning, trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord what he's done for you. That call by grace. Trust him in his word. The gospel. This is a true word, dear friends. The judgment is real. The threatening is real. So is the mercy. So is the grace. So is the love of God. Have you ever felt a little touch of the love of God? Some of you I know have. But all your mourning, you want to feel it now. But it was real, wasn't it? Or to trust him, Jesus Christ the same, yesterday and today and forever. Oh, dear friends, to trust him with all thine heart. Can we trust him as the righteous one? The Lord, our righteousness. When do you need that? When you feel unrighteous, I would suggest. If you feel righteous, well, why do you need Jesus? He came the lost to call and to quicken. Yes, it's a wonderful gospel, I know, but ought to feel him. But I know what you're saying. Oh, but where's the fruit? Where's the fruit of this grace? Where's this fruit? Well, dear friends, the fruit starts to come forth as we abide in the vine, and that's by faith. Are we abiding there? Your cries, no doubt, this morning, many of you, I'm sure, lifting up your heart to God, to the Lord Jesus. He's sitting on that throne of grace now. And he stands to save as a great high priest. What glorious descriptions of the power of God in the Son of God. These things affecting our hearts, dear friends, if they graciously affect us, are the power of God through Jesus, our great high priest, our forerunner, there interceding for us, there sitting at the throne of grace, receiving poor sinners, hearing their cries and their groans. Well, can I trust in the Lord Dear friends, I need to. And if you're a living soul, you feel ashamed of your unbelief, don't you? Well, I know I do. But I daren't tell you how often mine seem to be nothing but unbelief. It's a pretty shameful business, I'm telling you. And I've got nothing to boast about. I'm ashamed of my unbelief. It seems to overwhelm us at times. But, oh, friend, our trust isn't how we feel, is it? But, as I read this morning in Mr. Philpott, I don't read the date, I read other times. I'm reading in April. You know, it's not according to how we feel. We're not trusting in ourselves. What a great mercy. Friend, sold under sin, but behold, the Lamb of God, says John. John the Baptist, behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. Are we trusting in him who exalted now in heaven with all thine heart? Now, we have to come to these points. There is that trust working, which I've been speaking of, may it be working in us. But there seems to be a need of principles to trust in the Lord. There are principles of salvation, dear friends, which I have hinted at. It is to trust his grace. It is to trust his righteousness, as I've said. It is to trust his faithfulness. I think of that word in Hosea as it comes to mind. In chapter 2, I'm sure some of you are very familiar with it. You know, and I will betroth thee unto me forever. Do you remember the days in the wilderness, the days of your espousals, when in this worldly wilderness below, your soul went out up to him? Come on now, it did. Oh, you say, but where have I got to? Where have I got to? Where have I got to? Well, friend, you're in the ditch again. But Jesus spoke of a good shepherd going and finding that lost sheep in the wilderness, stuck in the ditch. And where does he carry him? On his shoulders, in his bosom, in other words, in his heart. I will betroth thee unto me forever. Now that's God's betrothal, not yours. But you've got the blessing of it. The heavenly bridegroom, he loved with an everlasting love. And he awakened and brought you to need him and to want his love. Do you want Jesus' love this morning? Do you want Jesus' love more than any other love? There's no love like him, dear friend. And I will betroth thee unto me forever. Here we have the immutability of the grace and person of attributes of God unchanging. As God cannot change but hates sin, he cannot change in loving his people. He hates your sin, but he loves the soul. He loves his people. If God could change, dear friends, there's no gospel. And he's betrothed thee unto him forever. Yea, I will betroth thee unto me in righteousness. It's his righteousness, not yours, friend. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. How we need it, don't we? All the doubts, all the fears. How we need it. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. I will betroth thee unto me. Now, not just forever. Friend, that's amazing grace. Forever? What? Through the changing, well, I'm getting older, feel the frailty of life. I've got to die forever. I've got to leave this earth below. Friend, one who entered glory, who laid down his life and entered his place above to bring you there. Oh, betroth thee unto me forever. for ever and ever and ever. Amen, dear friends, amen, forever and ever. Yea, and this is, here we have also described not just the principle forever, but the blessings given, the work of grace in the heart. It follows a betrothed unto me in righteousness. The Lord our righteousness, Jesus our righteousness, Christ's righteousness. That's how he's married you. Not in your righteousness, you haven't got any. He's married you in his righteousness. Oh, soul, look up. Oh, soul, be encouraged. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. It goes on, and in judgment. Now, that judgment here is not wrathful judgment, but inequity, injustice. Yes, it does include the corrections. Friend, Jesus suffered in our sake, but it is the righteousness of Jesus in judgment. Jesus has borne our wrath in judgment, and he now has betrothed us unto him in judgment. And you'll be thankful for the correction, the trial. When I say correction, what am I talking about? As many as I love. Oh, what a word. Love. If God loves, it's an everlasting love. God's love can't change. He doesn't love today and hate tomorrow. He might hate your sins, and I know he does, but he still loves my poor soul. And I tell you what, friend, if you're weeping after him, you're his. You're his. If you're weeping after him, sorrow for sin, confession, your untowardness, your deadness, your carnality, well, you feel, I don't know what, I quite understand that expression, but I know the feeling of it naturally and spiritually, twice dead. As a natural feeling of utter death and deadness, there's the awful spiritual feeling of it as well. Do you feel twice dead? Well, betrothed unto me in righteousness and in judgment. Listen, in the trial of your faith, you will sup a little taste, just a little sip of Jesus' cup. What he suffered. And did my Lord suffer? And shall I repine? Very sadly we do. But oh, to know him. Will betroth thee unto me in righteousness and in judgment, in love. But that equity, dear friends, the balancings of the cloud, the bringing safely through the many trials and temptations, all the allurements of this earth, and all our natural body of sin and death, the judgment, to bring us through in love unto him. It goes on in loving kindness. Oh, God's loving kindness. Friends, for I shall yet praise him. I shall yet praise him. For his loving kindness, I believe I will, you know, and you will as well. For his loving kindness, I want you to think about it. The very expression, love is here, kindness is here, joined, loving me, loving my poor soul. Well, may the Blessed Spirit make this so sweet and precious to our hearts. Well, he's betrothed you in loving kindness forever. Forever. Loving kindness. What a word. Well, look, you don't want to hear about me, but I could tell you a lot. So many things. I'll just say a couple of things here come to mind. I've blessed him for his judgments, you know. I've worshipped him and thanked him for his corrections. I've given thanks. It sounds an odd thing to say. Hope you're with me in this. Sounds an odd thing to say, but I've blessed God for correcting me at times. But dear friends, look at the forgiveness. Look at the forgiveness of all our sins. Look at the forgiveness of all our sins. What a mercy, what grace, what understanding, what blessing, what help. Loving kindness and in mercies, his tender mercies. Well, there it is. And that is the promise and goodness of God. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. Well, dear friends, all thine heart, all thy soul, that which God has planted within. Oh, the natural heart, dear friend, has got to give over. It is the gracious part of the soul and life. And lean not unto thine own understanding. Now, before I leave that first part, dear friend, can you be trusting in him in the pathway? Now, I read Psalm 37 with a purpose. Here we have David with his life, his pathway before him, what he's walking in, and you are listening this morning with your pathway, your present trials, and so forth. But what a blessed psalm. But David here was speaking much of enemies. Now, I don't know whether you've got natural enemies, you no doubt have oppositions and so forth. But I think of the greatest enemy is the enemy of our soul. And he comes with his complacency and breathes his wickedness on us, on our old nature, and plays on it. He cannot affect the new man of grace within, but he does play on the old man of sin within. But it is a wonderful word, you know, and that is why I read it. This word trust appears a number of times. May it be a good word to someone this morning. Trust in the Lord and do good. Trust in the Lord and do good. What is good, dear friends? Well, you could say the law of Moses, keeping the commandments. But, you know, we've broken them. Do we love the Lord God with all our heart? Well, I believe his people do in the new principle, most certainly. But it's not always an exercise, is it? But it says, do good. Well, doing good, dear friends, is humbling ourselves under his mighty hand, waiting to hear what God the Lord will speak, waiting on God. The children of Israel did evil. They didn't wait on God. They murmured, they complained, they served other gods. That's the opposite, isn't it? But it's to wait on the Lord with singleness of iron heart, to wait patiently for him. Trust in the Lord and do good. See the promise, dear friends. A word on my mind, you know, this morning, or yesterday, was that the Redeemer shall come to Zion, and unto them that turn from transgression in Jacob. Maybe it came for me to quote, it's just come back to me. The Redeemer shall come to Zion, and he has, you know, it was a prophecy of Isaiah. He has come to Zion, and to them that turn from transgression in Jacob. May it be a word to us. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. What a covenant promise. May it be a word to someone, but trust him now. Oh, with all thine heart. Wish we could. Well, also he goes on to say, David, and David knew this, delight thyself also in the Lord. Delight thyself also in the Lord. Well, dear friends, a great mercy to do so. And he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. What a mercy to have singleness of iron heart. That's by grace. It's by grace. It's not in nature. You haven't got that in nature. But look where the Lord is working. or you're drawn to Christ, you know, you may say, I'm so far off. Yet when I look again, says Jonah, I'm going to look again. You're far off, aren't you? Oh, you're in the whale's belly. A friend in the belly of hell, he called it. And it was to him. It was to him. Well, where's a belly of hell? It's where God isn't. Oh, what a judgment. He was under judgment. But grace was working still. And that grace given to Jonah could never be lost. I look again. He shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Well, what a mercy to have a heart for God by grace. Well, he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. What a glory. Jesus Christ, the same, yesterday, today, forever. Is your cry, Lord Jesus, come. Lord Jesus, help me. Lord Jesus, save me. Lord Jesus, be with me. Lord Jesus, forsake me not. Lord Jesus, uphold me. Lord Jesus, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest I love thee. And he does know you love him. Delight thyself also in the Lord. Father, Son, Holy Ghost. In the word of God, dear friends. In the Bible. In his house, in his ways. Meditate upon them. And he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. An increase spiritually. Friend, a foundation laid in your life, in the changing scenes, a foundation of hope, a rock Christ Jesus to rest upon. As Jordan begins to come in view, as Jordan comes in view, or to lay down safely in Jesus, to lie down safely in Jesus. The desires of thine heart. You're a poor thing, aren't you? God knows you're a poor thing. But Jesus isn't a poor thing. He became a poor. I say that reverently, if you understand what I mean by that. He became a worm and no man, a poor thing to redeem, to suffer in our place. But now exalted as a saviour, a prince and a saviour, friend, exalted to save unto the uttermost, our great high priest. We have this also. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Well, that's similar to the text, isn't it? That's partly why I read it. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Commit thy way. Trust also in him. Trust also in him. Here we are, dear friends. We think of David in another place. Trust in the Lord at all times. Ye people, pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us all times. Oh, may that precious realization reach our hearts. Even now, trust his grace. Trust his faithfulness. Trust his righteousness. Trust his loving kindness. Trust his goodness. Trust his word. Trust his promise. Abraham had to trust his promise. We'll trust in him at all times. I'm quoting two texts here together. And he shall bring it to pass, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Friend, answers to prayer, to see answers in providence perhaps. In the pathway, because that what David is, of course, he's praying over amidst many enemies. Oh, David saw the goodness of the Lord going before him, didn't he? Dear friend, have you seen that goodness going before you? He make all my goodness pass before thee in the way. Proclaim the name of the Lord before thee, dear Moses, at that crisis. What a good God we have. And I notice as we closed in Psalm 37, but the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble. What a good word. It's of the Lord, dear friends. That same uppercase of the Lord. And the Lord, same still uppercase, shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them because they trust in him. Because they trust in him. Well, and lean not unto thine own understanding. Now, what's your understanding about your present scene? About the present situation in the nation, in your family, in your body? Friend, oh, we can get in low places, can't we? Oh, we really can. Lean not, don't lean on it. Oh, my sinnership, oh, my black heart. I can't lean on it, friends. Don't lean on it. Friend, doesn't mean you totally disregard it. God won't let you do that. You'll be aware of your sinnership all your days. But don't lean on self. And a warning here, don't lean on self-righteousness or self-goodness either. It's Jesus' goodness, Jesus' kindness, Jesus' righteousness, Jesus' salvation we rely on. And lean not unto thine own understanding. Well, dear friend, oh, look at my, I can only speak personally. Oh, the old saints at Maidstone used to say, and I've heard others who have went, when I went, started to go forth in Zion, some of those godly ones, oh, how they mourned a wasted life, they said, a wasted life. Oh, lean not unto thine own understanding. You won't get to heaven full of this life, but full of your goodness. Oh, we feel ashamed of a wasted life, but what they meant was, oh, they did not redeem the time. They were dithering around. Lean not unto thine own understanding. Your failings, your failings, your failings. Friend, don't lean on them. Lean on mercy. Lean on grace. Lean on loving kindness. Lean on his promise. Lean on his word. You've got nothing else, have you? What else will do you good? Your own understanding won't help you. Well, look at Solomon. He wrote this. Dear friend, in his old age, he turned away. I can't believe it sometimes, but he did. Well, I believe it now, you know. I believe it. I believe it painfully now. I believe it to be true. And we were it not for grace, where would I be? Where would I be? Lean not unto thine own understanding. But here particularly in your present distress, your circumstances, your pathway. Now there's an encouragement here. And this is something to lean upon and to wait on and trust him in and to follow him in all thy ways. Oh, doesn't it search us? It does me. I wish it was so. I'm not doubting the word. God forbid, I know there's no way I'm doubting the word. But when I look at my own self, well, in all thy ways, well, that's fine outwardly. I go to chapel, I'm a minister, and I behave myself. And hang on a minute. What about our private hours? No, I'm not saying we're indulging anything wrong here. Don't misunderstand me there. I don't wish to be misunderstood. But, oh, dear friends, it's heart affections. I'll come to the point. Where's our heart affections? Well, I believe they are up to Christ. I don't believe an hour goes through the day. I come down to minutes. Oh, Lord Jesus, thou knowest this is true. Right, I'm not looking up. I'm looking up to thee, Lord. There's hardly that hour goes by where I'm having to look up to the Lord. Is it so with you, dear friend? Well, in all thy ways, acknowledge him. You'll be surprised. I want to speak encouragingly here. You feel to totally fail, but you're looking up. You're looking up. You're looking up. You're having to. You're looking up by necessity as a sinner. That's why. You're having to look up. You're having to. In all thy ways, acknowledge him. Now that does include our private hours. It includes the work of our hands. It includes the pathway of our feet. It includes the conversation. It includes the thoughts of the heart, which are wicked. Desperately wicked, says Jeremiah. desperately wicked. It includes all that. But, dear friends, the desire of the righteous shall be granted. In all thy ways, in confession of our sins, dear friend. Confession. Godly sorrow. Repentance. Turning to him. Oh, what a grievous thing it is to sin against God. And you know it. And you feel it. And to forget God. We read this as a song. They forget God. They forget God. Now, dear friend, I know you're not forgetting the Lord. I know you're not. But there are times when our thoughts are not uppermost, are they? He's not in our uppermost thoughts. We're concentrating on things below. And if we're pursuing our own way, it's pride and our own will. Or to be humble, or to be broken. In all thy ways, acknowledge him. Friend, this brings in conversation. There are times when we ought to speak and we don't. Solomon said, did he not, in Ecclesiastes, a time to speak and a time to keep silence. Friend, there's a wrong time to speak sometimes. We might be wiser to hold our peace. But may we not ever be reticent, saying nothing when we ought to speak. Speak of his mercy to you. It might encourage someone. Oh, you say, I'm such a poor thing. You don't know who's listening feels to be such a poor thing either. But it might encourage them. I've had encouragement through people speaking. I've had encouragement. And I'm thankful for conversations I heard when I was a boy from my godly grandmother and the old people at Maidstone. They're still with me. Oh, dear friend, have I proved that goodness? They spoke of Joseph's God as their God. Oh, may we be thankful for it. We hope and trust you here. We wouldn't be, I would be careful what I say. There's no boasting of self here, but what thankfulness we have. In all thy ways, acknowledge him. Under his judgments, in all thy ways, acknowledge him. Now, we must begin to conclude because it is time's gone or going. The word goes on, and a wonderful word it is. It's speaking of the pathway here. And dear friend, it's not just your feet and tomorrow in this life. It's your never dying soul. Your never dying soul is going through a pathway in preparation for glory. This is the thing to remember. In all thy ways, acknowledge him. Your soul to acknowledge him as God, waiting patiently for him, looking for him, friend, for the goings in the sanctuary, and so forth as they did of old. You know, and he shall direct thy paths. Oh, what gracious humility, what grace we need in exercise to acknowledging him in all our ways, don't we? Thy ways. That affects all day, to be in the fear of the Lord all the day long, or that we could, or that we would be. But here's a promise. All for this trust. All for this trust. All deliverance from our own understanding of things. God's dealings with us, our own understanding. Jacob's, I said earlier, said that was Jacob's understanding. All these things are against me. Look at the God of Joseph working in him. Look how patiently he waited. Poor dear man, his soul entered the iron, didn't it? Look at dear Abraham. I mention them so often. Well, oh, my religion. Oh, we want our religion to be like Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, don't we? And David and so forth. How we need it to be. You know, he shall direct thy paths. And he did. But it was a path away, no, the vultures I had not seen. Dear friend, it wasn't to natural reason the right way. He shall direct thy paths. Look how he directed Abraham in waiting and wandering about the promised land, speaking to him though. And look at David anointed to be king. What a path. Dear friend, what about your path? And what about Paul's suffering in preaching the gospel, anointed to preach the gospel, the Damascus Road, blessing ever with him, again in the temple of trance, when the Lord blessed him there, a race to the third heaven, we're not quite sure when or where, but he was indeed. Yes, what a pathway of suffering. Willing, ready to lay down his life for the Lord to enter glory. Well, he shall direct thy path. You're not your own. You're bought with a price. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage. He shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. And he shall direct thy paths. Now, very seriously, there's one path, dear friend. And I think some of you are knowing what I'm about to say. It's what Jesus said. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. In all thy ways, acknowledge him as your head, your Saviour, your Redeemer, your God, to show him the reverence due to his name, and to trust him and wait for the answer. And he shall direct thy paths. That path is follow me in your home, in your business. Yes, not just his direction and guidance, which you need and he will give in due time. He is faithful to his promise, but your heart to follow him in your daily business, in your family, in your pathway. How we need this grace, don't we? All of grace. All of grace, all of grace. We're failures by nature. All of grace. All of his grace, dear friends. All of grace. Well, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Oh, the blessing given. Have you this blessing, dear friend? Have you had it? Do you know the Lord's voice? Do you know his call? All of grace. And lean not unto thine own understanding. Well, dear friends, what a dismal scene it is below at times. I know we're surrounded with mercies and we bless God for them. I'm thankful to him. I mean it. Oh, I am thankful for his mercies to me. But, this is not your rest. No. Mine own understanding of things. Look at my sinnership, look at my wickedness, look at this, look at that, look at something else. Don't lean on that. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, his precious blood, his word, his promise, his grace, his faithfulness, his righteousness, his loving kindness. Trust in the Lord. In all thy ways, acknowledge him as the just God and a Saviour, who has led you to believe in him. Acknowledge him in all thy ways, in thy heart, your private hours, the night season. Aware that God's eye is upon you. Acknowledge his corrections and thank him for it. And bless him for his grace. Acknowledge him, Lord, in your, dear friends, in your, as Lord over you, in your thoughts and hearts and affections. I must speak of those affections. Where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. You cannot serve God and riches. You cannot serve God and mammon. Where your treasure is, where's your treasure? There will your heart be also. I found that to be true, and it searches me at times. In all thy ways, acknowledge him. In your affections, in your desires. And he shall direct thy paths to his feet, to his word, to his blessing. Dear friend, to the throne of grace, to heaven at last, to be where Jesus is. He will direct thee in this pathway. Follow me. Come, take up thy cross. Follow me. Wait patiently for me. neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon thee. Oh, you don't know what to do today, do you? But our eyes are upon thee. And he shall direct thy path, the way of righteousness, the way of peace, the way to glory. Well, I will leave the word now. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Amen.
God willing, Mr. Graham Hadley is expected to preach at our Trinitarian Bible Society service on Tuesday evening at 7 o'clock. Next Lord's Day, Mr. Timothy Parrish is expected to preach. Let us close with hymn 215. Free grace to every heaven-born soul will be their constant theme. Long as eternal ages roll, they'll still adore the Lamb. Hymn 215.
And now may the grace of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, the love of God our Father, the sweet communion, unction, comfort of the Holy Ghost, rest and abide upon us each, now, forever. Amen.